Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Extra Rounds podcast. My name is Mike Dice. Justin Lin steps into the Bellator cage for the first time at Bellator 183, September 23rd in San Jose to fight the young phenom, Aaron Pico. And he's here to talk about that upcoming fight. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So you're fighting, first fight in Bellator. Going into this fight, does it feel like a normal fight week for you? You've been kind of some big organizations, RFA, or does it seem bigger?
I mean, it seems normal, you know? I mean, I fought bigger names, I think, than Aaron Pico, but being on TV is obviously a lot better. You know, I fought UFC fighters before, but I've never fought them on TV. So I've just kind of been off the camera fighting really good guys. Now I think it's a really good opportunity for me to show the world, you know, pretty much who I am and what I can do as a 35er, even though I'm fighting at 45.
You fought a lot at 45. Are you kind of accustomed to that now?
I fought a lot at 45 because I was mainly challenging myself. You know, I like the challenge, so I would always fight 45s. I have no problem making 35. I walk around 150. You know, but fighting out my natural weight was just something I always enjoyed doing. But after these couple years, my manager's been telling me to go to 35, so I've just been kind of listening to things like that, you know, people, things like that, saying, hey, let's go to 35, you know, I think you can do a lot better here. So, just been doing that.
Is that why this fight with Pico is at 45? His last fight was at lightweight. Was it just part of the discussions? They're like, we want you to fight Aaron Pico, and you're like, well, he needs to get down to 145?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even weigh 155. I weigh about 154, you know, 153, you know, so I don't have to cut. So, yeah, of course, I would want him to, you know, spend a little bit of energy getting down, of course. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be hateful or spiteful or anything, but, I would like it to be as even as possible.
And you mentioned your manager, and you mentioned fighting on TV for the first time, and that kind of being a little bit of new territory for you. Have you guys put in a lot of work trying to get sponsors since you're going to be on TV?
I don't know what my manager's been doing, honestly. So it's up to him on whatever happens to sponsors and things like that. I mean, I don't talk too much to him, so he kind of just takes care of everything for me.
So you obviously have a good relationship with him. You put a lot of trust into him.
Yeah. He signs contracts for me and things like that. So,
speaking of contracts, do you know if this was a multi-fight deal, or is this a kind of a come-in, prove it against Aaron Pico, and then we'll talk about more fights after that?
It seems definitely, yeah. I think I didn't get a contract deal or nothing like that. They just called me up asking if he wants to fight. I've had offers from Bellator before. I turned them down, not because of the opponents, just because they were short notice, you know, like 3 weeks or 2 weeks. They told me, like, yeah, I'm not really in shape for that. So I turned them down. But when I got the call for Aaron Pico, I think it was like 6 weeks out or 5 weeks out, something like that. So it was fine. I was fine with that.
And why did you, besides the obvious answer of, you know, it's short notice, why'd you turn down the short notice fights? I think like a lot of people jump at those contracts to kind of go into a Bellator or UFC.
In my last interview, I came off two losses. So I wanted to sit back and really evaluate myself and focus on my boxing, because that's how I kind of lost my last fight was my boxing. And, I just really wanted to focus on myself for a good year.
Are you always that kind of introspective, always kind of examining yourself like that and trying, you know, to break down?
Man, I every time I'm in the gym, I film myself hitting the bag, I film myself sparring, I film myself rolling, and I take it all back, and I sit for hours and I just watch, you know, everything. I'm always focusing on myself and how I can beat myself, or, you know, so if I know how to beat myself, then I know what he's going to be using to beat me, you know what I mean? Things like that. So just really focusing on myself.
What do you do with all this video? Do you keep it long-term, or do you kind of like, you study it for a week and then it's off the phone to make room for the next ones?
I got so many videos I have to delete, and, you know what I mean? I have to delete and make more, because I mean, it would eventually he'd start to just stack up, or there'd be like 100 videos where I'd have to go through and delete the old ones, you know, the ones I've already pretty much studied and saw the mistakes that I was making.
You know, a lot of people put, effort into watching video of their opponents. Not everybody necessarily always puts as much effort into watching videos of themselves. Are you the other guys on your team that way too, or is that kind of just your thing?
That's just my thing. I mean, a lot of guys get weird about it, but I just tell them, you know, I'm not showing anybody, I'm not posting these videos. Nothing is ever going to see the public, you know. That's so, and they're fine with that, you know, because I don't like to brag about things like that. I like to keep a lot of my things to myself. So, I mean, a lot of guys don't really do film, they don't really film themselves, but I pretty much always film myself.
Do you watch video of your opponents as much as you do video of yourself?
No, not nearly. I mean, I saw his fight in Bellator. I only watched it one time. From what I've seen, he likes to come straight out the gate. He's flat-footed. He swings kind of wide, too wide for me. I like to come down the pipe, kind of clean, a lot cleaner. But just from watching him, that's pretty much all I've seen. But no, I like to watch myself more than anybody.
Do you see? I mean, you said you like to watch yourself more than anybody, but do you see yourself in the future, you know, later in life, maybe being some kind in an analyst role? Because it sounds like you've got a real passion for it.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get offered a job for something like that, that'd be great. I never had a job in my life, so I've just been doing MMA, you know, my whole life, never done anything else. But obviously, I would love to make money in other areas. If it's MMA related. If it's not MMA related, I'm really not interested in it at all.
When you're working with your coach and you're watching these videos of yourself and you're scrutinizing yourself, do you run into issues with your coach? And you're like, I see this, and he's like, I see that, and then you kind of have to, you know, come to an agreement on it?
Well, my coach passed away back in 2011, so I haven't had a coach since 2011. So I'm just kind of been my coach.
Oh, you've been self-coaching.
Yeah, that's all I've been really doing. Where I live, you have to drive probably like an hour, 15 minutes just to train. So I do a lot of training in a small gym by myself. It's just a small gym, a couple bags, got the mat. It's not very big. It used to be an old tattoo shop, but now I turned it into a gym, and that's just where I've been doing all my work, filming myself, you know, watching footage. I watch a lot of fighters on TV, and if I'm not looking close to what they're looking like, I always try to fix and adjust what I need to. You know, if I see someone land a clean shot with good technique and good posture, I try to mimic that, you know, until I feel like it's top-notch.
Do you see yourself, like, let's say, you know, this, you win this fight, you get a Bellator contract, you work your way up, you're, you know, main eventing cards, or you're in that kind of title discussion. Do you see yourself staying in, you know, kind of the secluded gym that you're in now, or do you see yourself eventually embracing a bigger gym?
Well, I plan on, after this fight, moving to Lodi, because that's been my whole plan since I've been up where I live. I've been kind of stuck there. So that's my plan. After this fight, you know, obviously get paid and move closer to Lodi so I can train at the Gracie gym.
Awesome. Really fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.